today's edition of Bob's Radio Journal Podcast.
Hi, folks. How are you? This is Bob Anderson coming to you from the beautiful Laurel Highlands here in Pennsylvania. You're connected to Bob's Radio Journal Podcast, bringing you clean, uplifting entertainment, news, and talk. This is absolutely awesome. Too bad we don't have more folks on Capitol Hill willing to speak out like this. J.D. Pendry is a retired Army Command Sergeant Major who writes for Random House. He is eloquent, and he seldom beats around the bush. Jimmy Carter. You are the father of the Islamic Nazi movement. You threw the Shah under the bus, welcomed the Ayatollah home, then lacked the spine to confront the terrorist when they took our embassy and our people hostage. You're the runner-in-chief. Bill Clinton. You played ring around the Lewinsky while the terrorists were at war with us. You got us into a fight with them in Somalia, and then you ran from it. Your weak-willed responses to the USS Cole and the first Trade Center bombing and our embassy bombings emboldened the killers. Each time, you failed to respond adequately. They grew bolder until 9/11. John Kerry, dishonesty is your most prominent attribute. You lied about American soldiers in Vietnam. Your military service, like your life, is more fiction than fact. You've accused our soldiers of terrorizing women and children in Iraq. You called Iraq the wrong war, the wrong place, wrong time. The same words you used to describe Vietnam. You're a fake. You want to run from Iraq and abandon the Iraqis to murderers just as you did the Vietnamese. Iraq, like Vietnam, is another war that you were for before you were against it. John Murtha, you said our military was broken. You said we couldn't win militarily in Iraq. You accused United States Marines of cold-blooded murder without proof, and said we should redeploy to Okinawa. Okinawa, John? And the Democrats call you their military expert? Are you sure you didn't suffer a traumatic brain injury while you were off building your war hero resume? You are a sad, pitiable, and corrupt and washed-up politician. You're not a Marine, sir. You don't amount to a good pimple on a real Marine's. You're a phony and a disgrace. Run away, John. Dick Durbin, you accused our soldiers at Guantanamo of being Nazis, tenders of Soviet-style gulags, and as bad as the regime of Pol Pot, who murdered 2 million of his own people after your party abandoned Southeast Asia to the communist. Now you want to abandon the Iraqis to the same fate. History was not a good teacher for you, was it? Lord help us. See Dick run. Ted Kennedy, for days on end, you held poster-sized pictures of Abu Ghraib in front of any available television camera. Al Jazeera quoted you saying that Iraqis' torture chambers were open under new management. Did you see the news, Teddy? The Islamic Nazis demonstrate real torture for you again. If you truly supported our troops, you'd show the world poster-sized pictures of that atrocity and demand the annihilation of it. Your legislation stripping support from the South Vietnamese led to a communist victory there. You are a bloated, drunken fool bent on repeating the same historical blunder that turned freedom-seeking people over to homicidal, genocidal maniacs. To paraphrase John Murtha, all while sitting on your wide, gin-soaked rear end in Washington. Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, Carl Levin, Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, Russ Feingold, Hillary Clinton, Pat Leahy, Chuck Schumer, the Hollywood leftist morons et al. Ad nauseam. Every time you stand in front of television cameras and broadcast to the Islamic Nazis that we went to war because our president lied, that the war is wrong and our soldiers are torturers, that we should leave Iraq, you give the Islamic butcherers, the same ones that tortured and mutilated American soldiers, cause to think that we'll run away again, and all they have to do is hang on a little longer. American news media, the New York Times particularly. Each time you publish stories about national defense secrets and our intelligence gathering methods, you become one united with the same subhuman pieces of camel dung that torture and mutilate the bodies of American soldiers. You can't strike up the courage to publish cartoons, but you can help Al-Qaeda destroy my country. Actually, you are more dangerous to us than Al-Qaeda is. Think about that each time you face Mecca to admire your Pulitzer. You are America's axis of idiots. Your collective stupidity will destroy us. Self-serving politics and terrorist-abating news scoops are more important to you than our national security or the lives of innocent civilians and soldiers. It bothers you that defending ourselves gets in the way of your elitist sport of politics and your ignorant editorializing. There is as much blood on your hands as is on the hands of murdering terrorists. Don't ever doubt that. If you want our soldiers home, as you claim, knock it off and try supporting your country ahead of supporting your silly political aims and aiding our enemies. Yes, I'm questioning your patriotism. Your loyalty ends with self. I'm also questioning why you're stealing air that decent Americans could be breathing. You don't deserve the protection of our men and women in uniform. You need to run away from this war, this country. Leave the war to people who have the will to see it through, and the country to the people who are willing to defend it. No, Mr. President, you don't get off the hook either. Our country has two enemies, those who want to destroy us from the outside and those who attempt it from within. Your soldiers are dealing with the outside force. It's your obligation to support them by confronting the axes of idiots. America must hear it from you that these self-centered people are harming our country, abetting the enemy, and endangering our safety. Well up a little anger, please, and channel it toward the appropriate target. You must prosecute those who leaked national security secrets to the media. You must prosecute those in the media who knowingly published those secrets. Our soldiers need you to confront the enemy that they cannot. They need you to do it now. That's this week on Bob's Radio Journal. Thanks for listening.